Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have the clerk read the resolution that we passed the other day. And after the reading of that, I'm going to ask our brothers that we are sending off to join me on this side of the stage. And then I'd like the officers of the court to come down and join on this side of the stage. And I'd like us to be able to have a time of extending the right hand of fellowship. I think that would be awkward if we tried to do the whole thing serpentine through here. So I would like the moderators of Presbytery and the presidents of our institutions and boards to join on this side as well. You two gentlemen here, our brothers that we're sending off over here. And then to our brothers that we're sending off, I want to ask you to take a relatively circuitous route back to your seats. I want one of you to come here and go across this way, and one go this way, and then I want one of you to go down each aisle and shake the hands of as many people as you can as a symbol of extending the right hand of fellowship. While we're extending the right hand of fellowship, I would like the congregation to be singing Psalm 72, Selection C. So I would ask you to go ahead and get your psalm books or your phones open to Psalm 72, Selection C. So is that fairly clear what we're doing? Okay. I think we're ready to have the resolution read, Mr. Clerk.
This is the sending out resolution the court adopted this week. On the 24th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2022, the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America does hereby send forth those congregations and mission works within the Presbytery of Canada with the authority to form a new denomination committed to the Word of God, contained within the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. As a theological foundation for this new denomination, we provide the subordinate standards of the Westminster Confession of Faith, the larger and shorter catechisms, the testimony, the directory for church government, the book of discipline, and the directory of public worship. Understanding the authority of Christ as the mediatorial king over the church and nations, we charge you to call the magistrate of your land to repentance and to recognition of the lordship of Christ over all nations. We encourage you to be faithful in your commitment to public covenanting and to faithfully maintain purity in your practice of worship as you seek to preach the word of God to your nation.
Okay, if the moderators and presidents of our board and you gentlemen would join me on this side, please come up. Moderators of Presbytery, please. Go. Okay. All right. So join me. I'd now like to invite our brothers who are being sent out to come join us up here. And as can those of you that are joining us via live stream hear me now? Okay, thank you. Greetings, by the way. Members of the court, I know that we're looking at a group of men that are weak and insignificant, and they look at you and probably think the same thing. But as we all know, our eyes are not on these men, as their eyes are not on you. Our eyes are not on the vastness of the Dominion of Canada, but our eyes are on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's because that He reigns that we could do what we are doing here with confidence. But we're not, how many are there here? Six? We're not merely looking at these six men, nor merely at the congregations that they represent. But we are looking at the generations of people who will come to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ through the ministry of these men and the people that are entrusted to their care. So I'd like to ask the court to stand, please. And I'd like you to join me in prayer. Father, we do recognize that we are weak and insignificant, but you are all-powerful, and you are glorious and great. We recognize that the Dominion of Canada is vast, and very many different people groups and ideas and philosophies. But we recognize that despite all the vastness of the land and all these different philosophies, there is one King who reigns over all, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in that powerful and sure name of Jesus that we do what we are about to do. And so as the court of the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, the members of the Reformed Presbyterian Church of North America, by the authority and by the great love of Jesus, we do now erect, establish, and ordain the Reformed Presbytery of Canada. We do so with great rejoicing and with quite a bit of sadness, but we do it for the glory of Christ. So God, bless these men, bless our friends that are joining from a distance, bless their ministries and bless the fruit of their ministries in future generations. And may it all be for the glory of Christ. So again, we rejoice that in the authority of Jesus, we now have established a new presbytery. And in expectation of his great work, his faithful work among us, we send them out in his glorious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in his precious and exalted name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Will you men come now, extend the right hand of fellowship? We will ask our congregation to sing, and if you will, just take different routes back to shake as many hands as possible. Sing Psalm 72, sing.
Like grass is growing in the field.
sanctify myself, and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was, and who is, and who is to come. Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and a priest to our God, and they will reign upon earth. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever." Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, dominion, and authority before all times, now and forever. Amen. My friends, I encourage you to take a moment to just offer your personal thanks and praise to our great God and for the fact that he is building his church. You may be seated. All glory be to God.